with Jason Wirt.
I had so many women executives that were phenomenal, and really helped me a great deal in business. So that was really fantastic.
President Donald Trump speaking with reporters while meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and women entrepreneurs. President Trump said America is the place for the female entrepreneur.
Women are the primary source of income in 40% of American households and households with children under the age of 18.
Residents of Oroville, California are still waiting to find out when they can return to their homes. 188,000 people were evacuated after a potential dam failure. Local officials say it wasn't an easy decision.
We had to make a very, very critical and difficult decision to initiate the evacuation. I couldn't risk the lives of thousands of people.
USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Lawyers for accused military deserter Bo Bergdahl want the case thrown out because of President Trump. Here's the story from Mark Mayfield.
Accused deserter Bo Bergdahl's attorneys say President Trump has poisoned the case against the Army sergeant. A military judge is scheduled to hear arguments to dismiss the case today. Bergdahl's lawyers say comments Trump has made for years hurt the soldier's ability to get a fair trial. Bergdahl was held by the Afghan Taliban for 5 years after he walked away from a remote post in 2009. He was freed after President Obama released five former high-ranking Taliban officials held in the military prison at Guantanamo Bay.
The wife of a Ku Klux Klan leader now reportedly being held in his death. KMOV reports Melissa Acona, the wife of Frank Acona, is being held on suspicion of first-degree murder but has not yet been formally charged. Acona, who went by the title of Imperial Wizard of the Traditionalist American Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, was found dead by a riverbank Saturday by a family who was fishing near Belgrade, Missouri. They say he was shot in the head. USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
When you think of pizza, you normally think of New York, Chicago, but a new survey says the best place to grab a pizza is in Phoenix. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The readers of Travel and Leisure magazine voted the city the best to grab a slice of pizza in their new issue called 2016 America's Favorite Places. Readers say the city offers thin crust joints, wood fire pies, traditional deep dishes, and even drive-through pizza by the slice. The magazine credits the population of transplants for its pizza success. Behind Phoenix, Detroit, Buffalo, Chicago, and Providence, Rhode Island make up the top five. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
Well, you may think teenagers seeking to alter their state with mood-altering substances is a human thing. Well, it's not just a human thing. Here's Mark Mayfield.
Young porpoises might be getting high on blowfish. Researchers at Australia's Murdoch University observed the dolphin delinquents chewing on a blowfish for hours and then passing it to their buddies. Similar behavior has been seen in other dolphins over the years. The blowfish contains a poison called tetrodotoxin that's lethal to humans but can alter a dolphin's mood. Researchers haven't reached a consensus if the blowfish actually gets the dolphins high or just comfortably numb.
The Northeast being socked by a new winter storm, expected to drop as much as 2 feet of snow on areas from upstate New York to northern Maine. Schools are closed all throughout the Northeast today. More news at USARadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The weather this afternoon is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 39. Breezy, more like windy, with a northwest wind 22 to 24 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 44 miles an hour. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 21, northwest wind 6 to 13 miles an hour. Tuesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 43, west winds 3 to 8 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 27, south winds 3 to 6 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 44. There'll be a light southwest wind to becoming west from 6 to 11 miles per hour in the morning, and winds could gust up as high as 21 miles per hour later on. Wednesday night, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 25, and it looks like most of the rest of the weekend is supposed to be mostly sunny.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hunterdon Medical Center's hour. Compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we're very privileged to have with us today Lisa Marie Buckley from the Hunterdon Medical Center, and she's involved with the cardiopulmonary rehabilitation. That's a mouthful and a half.
Yeah.
I bet you don't want to say that too often. Welcome.
Thank you, Larry. Very excited to be here today.
I'm happy you are. I ask everybody this, and I probably asked you the last time you were on, but it's just interesting how people get into various positions. I asked somebody one time, and they said, something happened when we were a child, and I always wanted to be this, that, you know, whatever. Somebody else said, well, lost my job, had 3 kids, mortgage, car payments, taxes, had to get a job, so I've been doing this for the last 15 years. Not that I love it, but I'm doing it, you know, it pays the bills, you know. So I was just curious, you know, how did you get involved in all this?
Well, I think it's really started back in college, just, you know, in the courses that you took, I identified that I really had a passion for how the body works, particularly the heart and how that's all connected in the body, and really appreciate more what we can do to take care of ourselves and more holistic approach. And that kind of led me right into a very new degree way back when in exercise physiology, and really found my home and has really grown ever since. If anything, it has really propelled forward in recognizing that we really need to own the fact that we need to make these changes ourselves.
And how did that become cardiopulmonary rehab?
Well, interestingly enough,
the other thing you said was a lot shorter.
Interestingly enough, I in your training in my master's program, you had a couple choices of where what direction did you want to work with, and I really enjoyed working with individuals who had unfortunately had something happen to them. It's kind of like the clinical track, for lack of a better word. I loved the challenge. I loved the opportunity to work and coach, for lack of a better word, individuals to see that they really have it within them to make choices and to feel much better and to be better cardiovascularly. So, interestingly enough, I went out to school out in Chicago for my master's and came back here just when Huntington Medical Center was once again taking the lead, and they recognized they wanted to start this cardiac rehab program by Dr. Waske. And I interviewed and hoped and got the position, and I've been there ever since.
Wow, that's great. What exactly is cardiopulmonary rehab?
Well, I think of it, or I tell people to look at it in this way, and in fact, the easiest way now is it's really being kind of delineated into traditional cardiac rehab, which is what our department has been providing over the last 30 years. Kind of think of it as three equally important core measures for individuals who have had something happen to their heart, and that would be the cardiac rehab part. Someone who had a heart attack, bypass surgery, angioplasty, or had a stent put in, valve replacement or repair, heart transplant, and even chronic stable angina that is crippling their lifestyle. And these individuals are referred into a medically supervised program that focuses on three important components. So exercise counseling and training, learning how to exercise, and then how to condition the body to improve its overall ability to do and recover from whatever has happened to them. Number two is really the education, really learning healthy, heart-healthy lifestyle choices, how to manage your risk factors, learning to choose nutritious foods, low fat, low salt, you know, whatever will help to minimize your risks for your cholesterol and triglyceride, how to manage your diabetes in relationship to your exercise and nutrition, quitting smoking, stress management, all that education. It's probably the most important component of the traditional rehab. But then also, thirdly, is counseling and learning how to manage stress, how to reframe, relook at things so that it doesn't intensify or worsen the development of heart disease. And so that's the traditional cardiac rehab. Years later, we developed the pulmonary rehab program. Kind of follows the similar model based on, you know, medicine and evidence-based studies. And it's for pulmonary patients with pulmonary disease like COPD, emphysema, chronic bronchitis, interstitial lung disease, pulmonary fibrosis, lung transplant. Same thing. Something has happened to their lungs. They need to learn how to manage the risk factors that accelerate the development of lung disease or the progression of it, and how to break the cycle, how to breathe better, and remain as independent as possible. So thus the word cardiopulmonary rehab.
The emphysema.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times that's caused by smoking.
Yes.
I know I have a touch of it. quit smoking 29 years ago, but I still have a touch of it. But how that can be very serious, mm-hmm. also. I mean, mm-hmm. I only have a touch and I barely know I have it, you know. But that can be very serious.
Yeah, actually, respiratory diseases, particularly COPD, which is kind of the overarching definition of emphysema, you know, is moving up in terms of the top 10 diseases in the United States. Heart disease remains the number one killer in the United States, and it doesn't discriminate between men and women. In lung disease, it used to be fourth for many, many years and has more recently moved up to three. And that's quite disheartening. We're not getting the message out there. Individuals are not seeking physician evaluation, catching it early, and learning and recognizing what they can do about it. So it can be a very debilitating disease.
Hmm. And you had mentioned heart transplant. Now, I would assume that a exercise or program for someone with a heart transplant would be a little less than someone with some of the other illnesses you mentioned?
Well, you raise an interesting question. I think the first and foremost, every person who is referred into the program comes with their own set of medical history, medication history, physically, you know, how they present when they come to us, as well as their goals and their needs. And everybody responds to exercise training a little bit differently. And the beauty of being hooked up to a monitor allows us to progress or push an individual within a safe limit and still be able to see, is their body responding safely? Interestingly enough, some of the advances, like in anything in medicine, that we have seen is, you know, we talked about patients who have heart failure that really is a very, very diseased heart in many cases. The heart doesn't work efficiently as a pump, and so they tend to have the highest risk of losing their independence and safety. Today, there are so many other avenues that are used in and around that, including a life vest or an external defibrillator, to an implantable defibrillator, to individuals with very, very poor heart failure function have also received a what's called a left ventricular assist device. So it's kind of like an external pump that is surgically in place to the heart, that to support the heart from continuing. So those individuals are quite deconditioned, and yet exercise is pretty central to their overall health, as well as, you know, being adherent to the medications that the physician has put on. So often those individuals are waiting for a heart transplant. They're still exercising, because if you stay as well as you can be, your body is better prepared to receive a heart that is much healthier. So it's not so much the heart that we're worried about, it's the rest of the body that hasn't been able to keep up, you know, the strength of the arms and the legs. So the exercise program, to answer your question, isn't always necessarily as ginger or as light. It really depends on where the function is of that person.
Atrial fibrillation.
Mm-hmm.
I have it. I don't feel it. I never knew I had it.
Right.
And I was... Funny story. I think it's funny anyway. I was getting a colonoscopy, and they had hooked up all these machines, you know. And a nurse says to me, "You feel that?" "I feel what?" "You don't feel that. I don't know what you're talking
right.
about."
Yes.
She calls in the other nurse. And another nurse turns the screen around, and it's going, you know, off the charts. And she says, "You don't feel that?" I said, "I don't know what you're talking about. I know. I don't feel anything, you know." She says, "Oh," gets the doctor that was going to do the colonoscopy. And he says, "Well, we can do the colonoscopy. We'll take care of this after." So I'm thinking, after I come out of the grogginess there, that I'm going to go home. They put me in a wheelchair and put me in the ER. And luckily, one of the cardiac doctors was there, in fact, Dr. Rudnick. And he was, I don't know, seeing a patient of his that had been there, so they brought him over. And he went through the same thing. He says, "You sure you don't feel that?" I said, "Doctor, I don't know what you're talking about, you know." He says, "Well, some people don't feel it."
Right.
He says, most people feel it. He says, "But
yeah.
You never felt it?" I said, "No, never did." I said, "I don't tell you. What am I going to lie about it for?" Yeah. You know, I never felt it. I still don't feel it. But, you know, so So I take my little pill a day, and I'm happy. You know, I go to the gym, I exercise, that sort of thing. But,
awesome, yeah. Awesome.
But I have a problem with food. Everything that's supposedly so healthy, I can't stand.
Oh, haven't quite found the right balance yet, right?
Yeah, I'm still working on it.
Good.
My wife has cut the portions back, so that helps, you know. But
very good.
And I eat my salad, so I like my salads. So at least I'm getting veggies in there anyway.
Yes,
so.
It sounds like it. Yes.
Yeah. So, but when someone comes to cardio rehab, how long, you know, what's the procedure? Do they screen them? Do they, mm-hmm. you know, I'm assuming they have records, you know, that they get their medical records mm-hmm. and stuff, or if their general practitioner recommended them, you know, they have the records and stuff. But what is the screening process then?
So I mentioned or I've alluded that there's more than one type of cardiac rehab mm-hmm. program. So
right.
to address what the traditional cardiac rehab, remember the three mm-hmm. kind of key components, you must be referred by a physician. Typically it's by the cardiologist, but we've had outside physicians and primary care physicians have initiated that referral. We, just like you hinted to, we do obtain their records, their medication, the testing, like a stress test or a catheterization,
right.
kind
mm-hmm.
of had put that whole picture together. The very first time we meet you, we sit down with you, we complete that assessment. You do what's called a 6-minute walk test to kind of assess, is the heart at baseline where we would expect it to be, and, you know, how comfortable are you, and, you know, what's your functional level. And that first day, before the person has left, we will have created what's called a treatment plan that really identifies the individual's goals, you know, what they're hoping to accomplish during the time they're in the program, as well as our program goals, what the physician would be expecting to complete. After that, an individual is typically scheduled to come in 2 to 3 times a week, for up to anywhere from 12 to 18 weeks, based on medical necessity, meaning every 30 days we're required to sit down with the patient, go over those goals,
right.
and a lot of other assessment tools that we've looked at. It's not just about exercise, but how are they doing on their diet? How are they doing psychosocially? You know, are they recovering well? Are they having anxiety? Are they still depressed? Are they still smoking? All those things we kind of look at over every 30 days to see, well, where can we go from here? How adherent is that individual? How can we support them until they reach their goal or they're no longer reaching their goals? So generally it takes depending on someone who's pretty uncomplicated, shall I say, you know, 8 weeks to anywhere from 12 to 18 weeks. It really does depend on the individual.
Okay. So what sort of exercise routines do you do?
Well, what do you use?
Well, I have both my knees replaced.
Okay.
So I don't do treadmill or
anything
like that. Doctor told me I can do certain machines, but I can't, you know, like lift weights with my legs.
Right.
So I'm just curious, what do they have people do?
Well, first of all, I try not to make it anything magical, okay, mm-hmm. so that it should be easy to transition from, you know, the rehab setting to independent, whether they're going to be at home or in a gym or wherever. But each time a person comes in, I always tell, first of all, they're hooked up to a monitor if it's cardiac. If it's pulmonary, they are hooked onto a pulse oximeter that measures their oxygen saturation. Every person starts out with a warm-up to safely get the mind, the heart, and the lungs ready to go to work. And then we use...
What sort of warm-up do you do?
Generally walking very slowly on a track or using a stationary cycle or a new step to gently get that, you know, the blood flowing. Anything that you're going to be exercising on, you just do the first 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, very, very easy. Then we focus on the aerobic conditioning. You know, anything that can mimic walking, cycling, some jog, some do more elliptical. Some people focus on more upper body. All of that is aerobic conditioning to strengthen the cardiovascular system as a whole. And then we'll do some strength training because you got to have strong muscles in order to sustain prolonged exercise. And then, of course, you're going to stretch and cool down. And that's pretty much every person experiences each time they come through the door during their exercise component.
Okay. Do you find that some of the people start out good and then fall off?
It's a great question, and I'll answer it this way. The next time we bring up about the other program that we have, and that is, yes, I mean, human nature is to start with good intentions, and often it's very easy to allow the complexity of life get right back in and lose that sense of priority of where this should fall. I mean, in the big picture, this is as important. It's a prescription. It's a medically prescribed part of a person's health care. It's just like taking your prescribed medication every morning, remembering to take that pill. You got to remember, did I exercise? Am I eating well? Am I doing? But it's not as well integrated into our lifestyle like that. So even in the traditional rehab setting, which we know from the studies, the individuals who actually go through cardiac rehab as opposed to those who don't have a much lower incidence of mortality and morbidity, so much so that it's a standard of care that we want individuals to go through so they know about this. But even having said that, and a strong support, particularly in our hospital, our cardiologists are very much committed to incorporating that into their care with their patients. The national averages tends to be quoted about less than 30% of individuals who have been through a traditional program 1 year later are still following those guidelines.
You would think it's your heart. Would think it stops, so do you. And you would think you would want to try to keep up with at least most of it anyway.
I think that remains to be true. It very much is. It's just how that sense of priority and building around a support system that allows those individuals to continue to follow those choices. I was going to share with you, but I didn't know if you were going to ask me, so I was going to lead right into it. So I'm here by invitation from you. We were together almost a year ago. And you asked me to come back, which I was so excited to do, to give you an update on the most recent program that our hospital or the cardiopulmonary rehab department has started, and that is the Ornish Reversal Program.
That's what I was just going to ask you.
I knew that, and it kind of fit right into your conversation.
Right.
And that program is actually called Intensive Cardiac Rehab. And it's intense because it's of the nature in which that program is developed. Okay.
It's like reversing heart disease.
That is the intent. The program itself is really grounded in the same lifestyle changes, but actually adds a fourth pillar in daily activities that each of us experience each day. So the program focuses on a whole food, plant-based, naturally low in fat diet, moderate aerobic exercise every day, stress management every day. And the one that intrigues me the most, that's equally important, so all four are equally important in the eyes of the Ornish program, and that's that psychosocial support. And we've had the privilege to, we finished our first year delivering the program to 40 participants. And I can honestly say that some of the biggest differences is the intensity that you start and you finish together as a group or a cohort. You are together for 72 hours of intense training and education and sharing meals together, learning how to cook those meals. You spend time together in group talking about how you're doing, what's holding you back, what's not. And 9 weeks later, almost with every cohort where individuals have kind of started with a little bit of reticence about it, I don't know if I can do this, this is a huge commitment, 9 weeks later, they are like, it's life-altering, it's life-changing for them. This program, you know, it was really the first randomized controlled trials way back when Dr. Ornish was looking at these lifestyle, mm-hmm. comprehensive, easy lifestyle to do. It was the first one to demonstrate that it has the potential to stop and even regress, heart disease. And as he's continued to study, one of the things that really strikes me that you alluded to before is, so in traditional, we're hoping greater than 30% are still following. We know with the Ornish program that year after year, when they've interviewed and gone back to follow up, 87.9% of individuals who completed 72 hours were still following the program 1 year later. Now, how do you argue with that?
You don't. That's a great percentage.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
That's really awesome. It just, you wonder, wow. You know?
And it really is the commitment and the dedication to in recognizing that it's all four. You know, it's not just that
diet thing.
We hear that a lot. Oh, you're doing that diet thing. It's that yoga thing. But it's not. It's four very important pillars of lifestyle changes that integrate within each other and really kind of enhance the health of the body. And not just at 1 year. Dr. Ornish's team, they've researched at 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, and even 10 year. And what they have found is that the improvement didn't just occur in 1 year, like improvement in blood flow to the heart muscle, or a decrease in the risk of cardiac events, or a decrease in individuals who have angina that they surgically aren't going to have anything done. What they found was, for every year that they continued, this regression, this improvement continued. And that's kind of what's motivating for those individuals.
We have to take a quick break. You're listening to the Hunterdon Medical Center show, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We're back. It's the 100 Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the 100 County Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we have a very special guest today, Lisa Marie Buckley, who is with the 100 Cardiopulmonary Rehabilitation Center. That's a mouthful. Anyway, we were talking about the Dean Ornish program for reversing heart disease. And does the program really reverse heart disease?
It can, and it's been demonstrated through well over 40 years of research by Dr. Ornish, published in really closer to 30 peer-reviewed journals like JAMA, the Lancet, the articles that demonstrated regression in those individuals who had heart disease. Showed improvement in what they call perfusion or blood flow to the heart muscle itself, and a decrease in angina or anginal symptoms for individuals. So, and these were demonstrated through not just anecdotal.
Right.
I feel better. You look better. Your color looks better. You've lost weight. Your blood pressure is lower. Your A1C is lower. You know, those are all numbers or measures to get an idea that indeed something positive is happening. But in the original studies that he did, they did PET scans and CAT scans to catheterizations to really look at the coronary or arteries in the heart. And it was clearly demonstrated that there was regression or reversal in individuals who followed the program. The program is kind of like dose responsive. You know, the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it.
But isn't that true with most programs?
Yes.
I mean, you know, regardless.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be that one. It's just, you know, you go to a gym, the more you put into it,
yes,
the more you get out of it.
Yes.
The same thing, isn't it?
In terms of the effect that you're looking
right,
for? Oh,
right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. In this case, you know, I mean, there are actually three intensive cardiac rehab programs that are approved through Medicare. And the Ornish is one of the three. There's the Pritikin diet and the Benson lifestyle program. And each of them were validated and evaluated by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. As you know, it's a very political agenda to get anything changed for Medicare coverage, but they were lobbied to look for alternatives to, you know, and we have them. We have surgical interventions. We have medicines that we follow. But this is the first time that these programs are looking at getting to the root of the problem of heart disease through lifestyle change. And so they wanted to see the evidence, and it had to exist before they would even recognize it to be reimbursed. And the evidence is
there. Of course, I had to do all the phone was on. Glad the mic was on. But I couldn't do it when I had it off. What is the curriculum of the program? I mean, somebody comes and they say, okay, well, you're a candidate for the Orange Program. What happens then?
So similar to the traditional cardiac rehab, the same diagnosis. Preventative care, but right now, in order to qualify for this program, you have to have had either a heart attack, bypass surgery, valve replacement or repair, angioplasty with or without a stent, heart transplant, heart failure. For some, heart failure is not covered by Medicare, but at some of the other insurance companies it is. So with that criteria, you must be referred by your physician. The first time we meet you, you complete a screening process similar to traditional cardiac rehab, but I would say more broad-based because you're going into a program that is including four pillars of equally weighted treatments. So once you kind of get through that assessment, we identify a baseline nutritionally, biometrically, what's your weight, your blood pressure, you know, your BMI, waist circumference, all of that stuff. Then you are then started or scheduled to start with a group. They call them cohorts. Everybody starts and finishes at the same time. In our hospital, you come in 2 days a week on a Tuesday and a Thursday for 4 hours each day. You come in, you exercise for an hour, you have group support for an hour, you have stress management strategies for an hour that is very comprehensive in from imagery to breathing to centering to meditation and to yoga to a true state of relaxation. And then you have an hour of education with a meal that shows you, it is a meal prepared that's a whole food, plant-based, low fat, okay? And so you figure that if you're here 4 hours a day for a total of 9 weeks, so it's 18 sessions, or 72 hours with us. So very intense, very supportive. We are a team. We work together. We have team meetings together. The same group travels with you, shall I say, for the 9 weeks together. There is a medical director, a physician who has been specially trained in the Ornish program, a nurse case manager, a dietitian, a clinical exercise physiologist, a stress management specialist, and a group support facilitator, as well as the chef at Hunterdon Medical Center. And we all, before we could get credentialed and accredited to offer the program, we had to obviously finish our training, and then we had to go out to the Ornish program out in California for a week and live it, breathe it, learn it, and be able to coach it. So, and then we committed to 90 more days or more, personal choice at that point, to continue to live that lifestyle so that we could really speak to it and support and coach.
Well, it makes a lot of sense because if you're talking to someone who has a heart issue and you're trying to get them to go into this program and do this program, it makes more sense if you can speak from experience. Well, I did it for 90 days.
Yes.
And this is, you know, regardless of whether you have a heart issue or not, I mean, you did the program. You know, it's like when I'm involved with Nami, and when my wife and I talk to a class, we're talking from experience because our youngest son has a mental health issue. So It's not like we just read it out of a book. You know, we've lived it.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing. You know,
yes.
When you go out there, you've lived it for 3 months or whatever the case may be. But at least you can talk from experience.
Yes.
You know, you're not talking from just off the top of your head, or this is what they want to hear. You're talking because you did it.
Yes.
And I often find that that's much more beneficial to people.
Yeah, I agree.
Because anybody can say, oh, do this. Well, did you do it? You know?
Right, right.
How do you know it's good if you didn't do it? Yeah. How do you know it works? You know? How do you know if this food is what you're supposed to eat? You know, speaking of food, I mean, it's one of my subjects I like. What type of nutritional, quote-unquote, food do you suggest people have?
So are you asking about the Ornish program? What is the part of it?
Right,
okay.
Right.
Because, you know, in the traditional, the recommendation has always been to teach and to support individuals to do less than 30% of their total fat intake, okay, and then reduce their cholesterol. And so use that as a comparison. And in the Ornish program, it's whole food, plant-based, low fat. So it truly is a vegan approach,
okay.
Low in fat. So that includes things like, so you cannot, you don't want to incorporate your animal products, which includes your beef, your chicken, your turkey, your venison, your fish, your dairy. Your dairy is an animal product.
Want to make sure it's balanced nutritionally. So low-fat dairy, or excuse me, non-fat dairy, I have to correct myself, soy products, tofu,
tempeh, almond milk, low-fat almond milk, those kinds of things to support the calcium idea.
Right.
Very high in whole food, complex fruits and vegetables and whole grain, plus your legumes and your beans. As the research continues, 1 year later, a little bit excited myself, and, you know, we used to not be able to incorporate nuts because even though nuts have a good source of omega-3s, just like fish, the fat content crosses over that 10% fat content that we're trying to limit to. Now the studies are showing a little bit, like, for example, 10 pistachios will keep you below that 10% and still provide the nutrition that benefits from it. So a little bit of nuts, we're allowed a cup of coffee, if you previously, you know, a caffeinated drinker, ideally, you know, green tea, you know, because it's higher in antioxidants. Yeah.
You don't drink. Iced tea.
Yeah. The thing I love to share with everyone is that, you know, people think this diet is, you know, just nuts and twigs, and yet the experience is so rich because you want to try and have so much of this, and it's so low in fat that it's like a bounty of food. Your plate is filled with the colors of the rainbow, you know, all different kinds of vegetables combined with legumes and beans and tofu, so you have a very high protein, a balanced protein, as well as minerals and vitamins.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could be a vegan.
You know what we say? If someone comes and they go, I really want to, you know, look at this. I really want to try it. I'm not sure if I can do it. This is what we say. You're right, you don't know, but you're willing. There's something motivating you. There's something driving you. Give it a chance. See what happens. This program is not for everybody.
Right.
We're here for everybody, but it may not necessarily be the right time or the right person.
Exactly.
And there's also, you know, variations of that program for individuals who, you know, they're willing to risk, you know, not quite as much of a change. Then they can make, they call it a spectrum diet, mm-hmm. you know, anywhere from this vegan, very low fat, to kind of grades of, well, you could have this. You might not get as a bigger bang for your buck, but it's still a healthy choice. You know, we really are looking for lifestyle medicine. That's really what this is about. It's really finding a balance for all of us to stay healthy and balanced.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned the diagnoses that it's interesting. There are a couple of things that you have to kind of do a self-analysis. For example, just the commitment. You know, you can't really kind of go in willy-nilly and say, well, I'll come in and I'll do the exercise, but, oh, that group thing. I'll meet you back, an hour later for the stress management. There has to be a demonstration of a commitment to do the entire program, to be open to the group support. Sometimes that seems so intimidating, but it's not therapy by any stretch. It's not therapy. The group support is the main purpose is to identify or renew our identification of our feelings. You know, like, what's going on in here? I just had this major event happen. I'm dealing with a crisis in disease management.
Right.
And I'm not real happy about this. I might even be a little sad or depressed. You know what? And so during group, it's mostly about just tuning into that and really learning to communicate so you feel supported and nurtured.
It's interesting. You know, I think that, sitting from my point of view, I think it would be difficult for me with the vegan type food thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, no, but I think the vegan type food thing would be a little difficult for me. But by the same token, I don't have the heart problems that those people have. Mm-hmm. So if I had the heart problems and this was the alternative, you do what you have to do.
Yes.
You may not like it, and you may cheat a little bit here and there, which I'm sure people do. But
we're only human.
A little bit of ice cream once in a while, something like that. But, I think that if you had this problem, and this is the alternative to getting you through to go on with your life, do what you have to do.
Yeah. I think that so on our soon to be on the Hunterdon's website, and certainly on the Ornish website, you can as you're kind of hesitating or you're curious about the whole program, there are just dozens of testimonials, including our own. Out of our 40 participants, several have shared
over the past year.
And I can think of so many of them where it really it came down to that a young man really dropped dead on the ice hockey rink and has family and kids, and it was a wake-up call for him. Just like you said, he's like, I don't think I have a choice. I want to live and I want to... And I still smile every time I think about him and see him. First of all, I don't recognize him. He just looks so good, but he's doing well. And he's back to playing hockey. And this was a tough decision for him, but life was calling a little bit more for him.
Right,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Though, is this program covered by insurance?
So that's another real interesting as we're getting into this. Medicare, of course, in 2013, took the leap and said, yes, this program is covered if you have any one of those diagnoses that we talked about, okay?
Right.
So they are committed, which I think is amazing that Medicare would take that on. As each private indemnity or other insurance plans get pulled in and called in, we've been working with them both nationally and even locally through HealthWays. Is the HealthWays ShareCare is the corporation that oversees the delivery of the program, so they're working. And very slowly, we've seen pushback. I wouldn't be honest if I didn't say that. Blue Cross Blue Shield has made a commitment. Aetna, right now, it kind of depends on the day. Cigna, no, they are not. They are calling it still experimental, even though it's clearly been established that it's not. United Health, some have covered. So they're getting into the fold. Advantage, Medicare Advantage covers it. The belief is, as we across the country see the impact of these numbers, these significant numbers in reduction in risk factors, in the end, they're saving thousands and thousands thousands of money.
Exactly.
And also reduction in medications,
sure.
That they'd be hard-pressed not to.
Not to do it, right.
Right.
If someone wanted to, in the last minute, if someone wanted to find out more about the different both programs, how could they do that?
So please call us first and foremost at the hospital, at the Cardiopulmonary Rehab Department at 908-788-6371. Just let us know that you want to speak to somebody about it, and we would be love to talk to you about your options, which program is best for you. You can also go to Dr. Ornish's program website, and that's www.ornish.com. That's ORNISH.com. And you can also go to the hospital's website, huntertonhealthcare.org.
What was that phone number again?
908-788-6371.
Lisa Marie, I can't thank you enough for coming on again. It's been a pleasure. Time flies, actually.
I do.
But that's because we have such good topics to talk about. But I hope that I will see you again on here.
Thank you.
I really hope so. And it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Larry, so much for the opportunity. I want to shout out to everyone, my great staff at the hospital. It is National Cardiac Rehab Week. We couldn't do it without you.
And with that, we won't be here next week. Next week, the chamber is closed, so they will be doing rewinds. The shows will be on, but they'll be rewinding. We'll be here in 2 weeks. So stay healthy, and if you need a cardio program, call the hospital. See you in 2 weeks.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
In order to create economic growth and lots of very good, well-paying jobs, we must ensure that our economy is a place where women can work and thrive.
President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau holding a roundtable with women entrepreneurs. The president spoke about women playing an important role in the American economy and an important role in his business career.
I had so many women executives that were phenomenal, phenomenal. And really helped me a great deal in business, so that was really fantastic.
The Senate expected to vote tonight on the confirmation of Steven Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary. That will be followed by a vote to confirm David Shulkin as Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Mnuchin is a former Goldman Sachs executive who will likely